Same great local coverage you've come to expect, just a new name. This is ESPN Jamestown.
Back here on ESPN Jamestown at NewsDakota.com. It is time for Florida Man. And we welcome in the great Warren Abrahamson. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. I'm going to have to add to my business cards here soon, like, you know, news director, radio DJ, Florida Man analyst. Like, just get the official title in there and everything.
You certainly do crush it.
Well, I mean, we both crush it. Like, you find it, I analyze, we have fun.
Well, let's dive in, because our Florida Man bit is becoming a national phenomenon. As we said, there's a Reddit thread since we started. And apparently now there is going to be a TV series.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
Based on Florida Man.
Well, and we had that viral trend going around for a little bit, too, where you would Google Florida Man and then your birth date and see what Florida Man would happen or happen on your birthday.
Yep.
Some crazy stuff, man.
Well, Oxygen is going to pick up a television series based on Florida Man crime. Florida's most notorious will make it to Oxygen, the crime-focused cable television network, The Hollywood Reporter stated. Since rebranding in 2017, Oxygen has created original content focusing on true crime. When it comes to Florida Man, Blumhouse TV will produce a series that focuses on the most outrageous, notorious, and craftiest killers from the Sunshine State. The Hollywood Reporter also adds, when a crime sounds like it came straight from a Hollywood screenplay, there's a good chance it was committed by a Florida man.
See, and that's the case too, is like a lot, I mean, the weirdest crimes happen in Florida. We know that, but like the even weirder, like brutal crimes like murder and things like that happen in Florida too. Just that weird spin on it. You're like, that definitely didn't happen. If it's unbelievable and it did happen, more likely it's in Florida.
Okay, so Oxygen has rebranded to this crime station.
Now, yeah, I didn't know that. What was Oxygen before? Like,
I didn't actually know much about Oxygen except for there was this lady who would be on like late at night answering people's sex questions.
That was on Oxygen?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember that because you'd always be like, oh my gosh, he's talking about, you know, like.
What was her name?
I can't. I was going to say Miss Cleo, but that's not right. That's the, call Miss Cleo, I'll read your fortune, man, and stuff like that. That's probably completely wrong.
Sex talk with Sue Johannesson.
That's it. Sue Johannesson. Everybody knew Sue.
Yep. She was on Oxygen.
Oh, okay.
She's now 89 years old. She lives in Toronto, Canada. She's still married, or still alive, not still married. I don't know why
she's still giving tips and tricks.
She's
or
still
what?
Alive. She's written a book called Sex, Sex, and More Sex.
Wow. I wonder what it's about.
So I'm sure it's about sex.
My bet's
she
on
had
that.
Sunday night sex talk show from 1996 to 2005.
Jeez.
Then she had Talk Sex with Sue Johannesson, started in 2002.
So Oxygen had her on that.
Yeah, and it was canceled as of 2008. It looks like.
Oh, so she hasn't been on for a while. But you and I were both like younger around that time. Yeah. So. Huh.
So.
All right.
We're gonna
a little flashback.
Yeah. So we're going to get a new Florida Man show, but
okay.
It's on the station where Sue Johannesson used to talk about sex. Florida boy called 911 because he was lonely and wanted a friend.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, this tugs on the heartstrings.
We need to make like a phone a friend line, like that you just dial it up and somebody can just talk to you. You know what I mean?
You're like, hey, buddy, what's up?
Yeah, hey, man, what's up? You going to play ball later?
You going to go to the Shake Shack?
Have a meal for one, you know, order something for me.
You going to go to the drive-in later?
Just invite them to do things, but you can't actually go there because you're on a line with them.
A young Florida boy called 911 this week and asked responding officer to be his friend because he was lonely, the Tallahassee Police Department wrote on their Facebook page. After explaining to him that 911 was reserved for emergencies,
yeah.
Officer White said he'd always be a friend.
Oh.
The boy also received a stuffed animal from the department, got to sit in a patrol car, and spend some time with Officer Joe White.
Okay, so it turned out okay.
Yeah, so this is kind of a feel-good story.
Yeah, but still, don't call the police because you're lonely and don't have anybody to hang out with.
Yeah, but this kid was...
9, you said?
Is that what it was?
Yeah, you said 9.
It doesn't look like he's 9.
Looks older?
He looks younger.
Oh.
I don't think I said 9, because I don't see
what was
that.
The title? It was in the title. You read it off.
Florida boy called 911 because he was lonely and wanted a friend.
Why did I think 9?
Yeah, I think he's a little younger than that. I was going to say like 5 or 6.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool, though. I mean, it turned out better than it probably, you know, would have turned out if it was actually an emergency and he was wasting their time, you know, like.
Yeah.
So.
All right, let's move on. So we got our housekeeping ones out of the way. Now we're going to. dive in.
This is the left turn part of it.
Well, actually, this one's kind of good too.
Oh my gosh.
Missing part of Stonehenge returns 60 years later.
Now, just a second, Steve. I'm no detective, but I'm putting two and two together. Weren't you just around that area?
I was just at Stonehenge.
And now this happens?
Unfortunately, though, I was not there 60 years ago to steal a piece of it.
Family members, man. Like, you have family. Like, they could have traveled.
True, true.
Just it's passing it down the Linsmeyer line.
A missing piece of Stonehenge has returned to the site 60 years after it was taken. A meter-long core from inside the prehistoric stone was removed during excavations in 1958. No one knew where it was until Robert Phillips, who's 89 years old, who was involved in those works, decided to return part of it. Now, it doesn't say he got all of it.
Part of it?
English Heritage, which looks after the Stonehenge, hopes the sample might now help establish where the stones originally came from. The 1958 archaeologist raised an entire fallen trithon, I think is how you say that.
Okay.
A set of 3 large stones consisting of 2 that would have stood upright, with the third placed horizontally across the top. So it's fallen down.
Yeah.
And they resurrected it and took the top off it from the way it sounds like.
So what they were doing, they were studying, trying to find out where the rocks came from.
Yeah.
Because right there, just like there in the middle of nowhere.
For 60 years, Mr. Phillips, an Englishman who now lives in a retirement home in Florida, kept his piece of Stonehenge first in a plastic tube at his office and later on the wall of his home in the U.S.,
which is cool.
The 1950s, he had been employed by a diamond cutting firm brought in to help reinforce the giant stones. The company bored 3 holes into one stone before stabilizing metal rods were inserted. During the process, workers extracted the 3-meter-long cores, and Mr. Phillips took one of them. And on the eve of his 30th birthday, he decided to return it.
Wow. 60 years later.
Yeah.
So this guy may have been sitting on like information on where these rocks do they still don't know where they came from, right? Like,
well,
they
do know a little bit, because when I was there, there's some background on it when the lady was talking in my ear.
Yeah.
She was saying that some of them came from like all the way across the country.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like drug across, like
pretty
they
much.
Dragged it across.
They must have. How else did they get it there?
I guess. I don't know. It's just like, how did they build the pyramids? Like, it took them years and years and thousands of bodies. You know, like, it's a marvel that they're still standing today like
which
that.
Which is why, you know? If you go to my Instagram, the caption that I put on there with the picture of us in front of Stonehenge was alien built.
Okay, yeah, I did see that. Because it was technically, right? Like, I mean, so.
Aliens built the pyramids too, by the way.
Is this guy from Florida? Is that like the connection too? Like, because you were
trying
to. He
lived in a retirement home in Florida.
Okay, well, there you go.
So we haven't really gone off the deep end yet, but I think we're fine. Well, we're getting there.
Oh, gosh.
Student volunteers participating in a post Earth Day cleanup in Isla Morada, Florida, last week expected to find the usual array of bottles, cans, plastic bags, straws, and occasional shoe.
Yeah.
They did find all that and lots of it. They also found a 22-pound bale of marijuana, according to Adam Hoffner, agent in charge of the Florida Keys for U.S. Border Patrol. The package was reportedly discovered by students at Coral Shores High School during a field trip, Hoffner said. The volunteers called Monroe County Sheriff's Office and Border Patrol agents picked up the drugs.
Huh.
22 pounds.
I've done my fair share of cleaning up, right? Like, I'm sure you did too. You guys had that cleaning up the highway. I'm sure teachers are constantly thinking, like, I hope we don't find anything bad. And they just so happen to find 22 pounds of Mary J. in a bale. That's heavy.
What if like one of the teachers like had it and was like, "Hey, we found this."
Yeah, just like this is the perfect place to get rid of it. But how do you hide 22 pounds?
Yeah,
like you're.
It's
you
a know. Big bale. I mean, they have a picture of the bale.
Oh man, yeah, that's pretty big.
That is a lot of Mary Jane.
Thank goodness, like the kids found it and turned it over, and it wasn't like one of those like, "Hey, cool," and then put it in your sack and.
Again, hard to hide.
It's hard to hide 22 pounds
of marijuana.
Jeez.
Florida woman pulls foot-long alligator out of her yoga pants during traffic stop.
I saw this title. I never read the story because I was like, there's no way.
It's not every day an alligator is pulled out of someone's pants during a traffic stop, but that's exactly what one Florida woman did. Two wow. Charlotte County Sheriff's deputies watched a woman pull a foot-long alligator out of her yoga pants. She also had dozens of turtles hidden in her backpack.
Why would she? But why would you put the one that could hurt you in your pants?
See if we get the answer.
Unless they're snapping turtles, I guess.
According to the sheriff's office report, the deputies were handling traffic enforcement in Punta Gorda, Florida, where they observed a blue 2013 Chevy pickup truck blow through a stop sign at 3:15 a.m.
Oh, there's two rules she broke.
Yep.
There it is.
That's the... The deputies pulled the vehicle over and approached a man driving the truck with a female passenger. The man, identified as 22-year-old Michael Cody Clemens, did not have his driver's license on him, so there's a third.
Jeez.
But provided his vehicle registration and proof of insurance. One of the deputies then asked the passenger for her license. She was identified as Ariel Michelle Marchion LeQuire.
Four names?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
When deputies asked the man and woman where they were coming from, Clemens said they were under an overpass trying to collect frogs and snakes.
Okay.
Deputy then asked the pair if they would open their backpacks to make sure they hadn't collected any protected wildlife. Clemens' bag contained clothes and other personal items, but Marchion LeQuire's opened her bag. They discovered 41 three-striped turtles in her possession.
Oh my gosh, 41.
When the pair were taken out of the vehicle, deputies said... I'm not going to try her name, had anything else in her pants. And when she pulled the alligator or on her, and then she pulled the alligator out of her yoga pants, she placed it in the bed of the truck.
Whoa. And it's a foot long.
Yep.
That's wow. That's scary. No, thank you.
Yeah.
And again, why would, it's unexplicable. Like I just,
there's no explanation.
There's no way to,
it's Florida, man.
She's got 41 turtles in her backpack. Something that could bite her or harm her in her pants.
So, like, what do you think? Like, they're just like, hey, it's 3 a.m. Let's go.
let's go
catch turtles and snakes.
Just a date in Florida. Just a typical night in Florida. Like, hey, it's 3 a.m. Like, perfect time to get some frogs, snakes, see a couple turtles. Oh my gosh, there's an alligator. Put it in your pants. Let's go.
Wow.
I don't get it.
And yoga pants are like restricting, right? Like, aren't they like a little
right. And that's the thing. Like, so they stretch and everything. So I guess you could fit something in there if you wanted to, but yeah, they're like usually form fitting. So
yeah.
I don't know why, like, so
yeah, I didn't mean
wouldn't
to,
they
yeah.
see, yeah. Wouldn't they see the outline? Right. Like,
well,
or would
yeah,
it be
but
like,
I'm just saying like, I suppose like with the form fitting of yoga pants would like keep the alligators like,
oh, kind of like restrained
jaw.
From like,
shut maybe.
Got it.
So it wouldn't like
well,
bite you. I don't know.
Here's an alligator
Should we
fact
try it?
For you. No. Here's an alligator fact for you. Their opening of the jaw is super, super weak, but it's when they bite down is when it's like, you know, the pounds per square inch kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's why you can easily hold an alligator's jaw shut when you see those guys wrestle alligators and stuff.
Yeah.
Because they can't, like, they don't have a lot of muscle to open it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Just a little fact for you. So I guess I could see that. I wouldn't want anywhere near me, though.
Florida man driving lawnmower charged with DUI after hitting a police cop car.
Here's the content we come for.
This is why we're here.
This is why we're here.
A Florida man is facing DUI charges after police say he struck and damaged a police vehicle with the lawnmower he was driving.
My God.
While a Haines City police officer was inside a business on Saturday, a loud noise came from outside. The officer walked outside and saw 68-year-old Gary Anderson on a lawnmower with a trailer attached. There was also minor damage to the rear plastic piece of the officer's vehicle that had been parked nearby. Anderson reportedly told police he was drunk and hit the police vehicle, but denied causing any damage.
I hit it, but it didn't do anything.
I hit it, but nothing happened. Anderson's driver's license was suspended in March of 1978.
Holy smokes. This guy's probably been driving every day since then.
On his lawnmower.
And he hasn't been caught? Well, he may have been caught, but just this way he got caught.
He has twice been convicted of a DUI. According to police, Anderson's demeanor ranged from laughing to aggressive with officers, and he was not able to complete field sobriety tests. Anderson was taken to the police department where he claimed to have been poisoned by the police and asked to go to the hospital. Florida, Anderson said he agreed to a breathalyzer while at the department and blew more than three times the legal limit, 0.241.
I just, like, this is spiraling. Like, you got this guy, he hits it, he admits it, didn't do anything, gets taken into custody, claims that he was poisoned by the police.
So there's one more.
Oh, gosh.
It spirals one thing even further. So he has to go to the hospital. The hospital also found cocaine in Anderson's system.
There it is.
He spent time directing racial slurs at the officers.
How American of a name is Gary Anderson, by the way?
Yep.
Like, gosh, Gary, you did it again. 78, you said, and his license had been suspended since then?
Since March of 78.
My goodness. And then drunk on top of being high on cocaine and just... Gary, what have you done?
What do we say? One law at a time.
One law. Just cocaine next time, Gary, okay? No.
So,
wow.
That's Florida, man.
Crazy. You saved the best for last there, man. You're like, you knew how to put it together. We were like, feeling good. And they were like, wait just a second. Alligators and yoga pants and lawnmowers and cocaine. Man, oh, man.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
It is one hell of a drug.
That's Florida Man on ESPN Jamestown.